This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Joysters, and welcome to our first 2015 edition of Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9. My name's Kev, and joining me in the studio for this fine second day of 2015 is the lovely Kate Holter, General Manager of Communications and Fundraising at the Lost Dogs Home.
Don't have to say the whole title, it's okay.
Well, it's your first time on the show for the year, so I figure we may as well get it out there.
Hi, Kev, anyway.
Hello, Kate. Happy New Year to you as well. I haven't been on air since,
since last year.
Since last year. Oh, God, that's so long ago. How was your New Year's Eve?
Oh, it was pretty quiet, actually. We just stayed at home. I was at my partner's house with my dogs. We had a few neighbours over. And, you know, really, we just ate, drank, watched the fireworks on TV and a bit of the music shows. And it was all, very quiet.
Sounds
How about you?
Perfect. Yeah, same.
Rages, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. We were talking at the home that pretty much anyone that works with us is either working or having a quiet night in because they all have pets. I spent the night at home with the dogs and a little foster dog as well to make sure there was some space in the shelter for all of those dogs that we received overnight, which we'll be talking about a bit later. So we had fun. We kind of just sat around watching the television and watching all the programs that were on and the coverage and the fireworks. But the dogs were a bit annoyed that there were fireworks going off, and I don't understand how people around my neighbourhood got so many fireworks.
I know, it's crazy. I can't understand how people think it's a good idea to let off those illegal backyard fireworks and just terrorise the dogs. It's just ridiculous. And that's we'll go into that later on.
We will be talking about that a bit later as well. But also,
big topic.
Before we jump into everything, we just want to make sure that people out there are looking after your pets during this hot weather as well, because it's quite important. My partner's at home at the moment, so I asked him to bring the rabbit inside because she was going to be a bit too hot into the lounge room so that she has a bit of a cooler area.
And my dogs have access to my house all day today. I've got all the blinds down so it stays as cool as possible inside, and I've actually put out extra water for them, including sort of a wading type pool as well, so they can cool themselves down. So
you can put some ice blocks in the water as well if you need to. Bring them inside into the air conditioning or in a fan so that they can sort of sit in front of that. And if they're panting, that's generally a sign that they're a bit warm.
They're overheating a bit. Yeah, I guess you just have to think, like, if you're feeling hot and bothered, then they probably are too. And of course, the big message is never, ever leave your dog in a car on a hot day.
That's right. Even if you think you're only going to be like 5 minutes, you generally end up being there for 10, 15. Yep. And that temperature really does climb very quickly.
Even if you've had your air conditioning on in your car, it can climb incredibly high in just a few minutes. So what you think is, 5 minutes, it can be over 40 degrees very quickly in your car.
Well, we do have some information on our website about heat stress and your pets as well, so check that out at dogshome.com. But look, it has been a very busy end to 2014 and a big start to 2015 already for the Lost Dogs Home. So on this week's program, we'll bring you up to speed on the latest news and events from the last couple of weeks.
We'll hear about the news day 2015, what it was like at our North Melbourne shelter.
But coming up on Pets Allowed today, we're also going to be checking in with Dr. Caroline Butler from our Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic. She was on duty at the shelter hospital during the intake of plenty of dogs overnight.
And with storms forecast late Saturday and fireworks set to continue, we'll take you through what you need to do to keep, if you found a pet or if you lost a pet, and to keep your pet safe.
If you have your heart set on adopting a cat, well, look, we're going to be telling you all about our adoption promotions on at the moment.
And we'll count down New Year's resolutions for you and your pet.
Stick around, we've got our Pet of the Week.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Now, every week on the show, we do like a feature, a dog or cat, in our very special Pet of the Week. Kate, who do we have this week?
Well, because we're doing our fee-waived cat adoption special, for those cats over 3 years, we're going to feature Yoda today. And Yoda is a beautiful male cat. He is 4 years old. He's black and white with short hair. He's quite a handsome young man. And he's quite young still at four. You've got plenty of years of love with Yoda. A little bit about him. He's a very sweet boy. He's very calm and easygoing in nature. He absolutely adores being patted and getting a good chin rub. He actually really loves lots and lots of affection, so he'll keep coming back for more. He is probably best as an indoor cat because he does have a white face, especially on his nose. So, you know, they're always susceptible to a little bit of sunburn if they've got a pink pigment. So, Yoda, if Yoda's the cat for you, do you think, or any of our wonderful cats at our North Melbourne shelter that are over four?
Over three
and fee waived. Anything between 6 months and three is half price at $47.50. So it's a great time to get a cat. And, you know, if you're going to be, you know, at home this weekend, hot weather, air conditioning on, you know, want to just sit and watch some movies on the couch, get a cat to join you, and for the rest of your life, of course, as well.
That's right.
So Yoda's at our North Melbourne shelter, 2 Gracie Street, North Melbourne. His ID number is, I'm just searching,
983461.
And if you want more information on Yoda or to view his picture, you can go to our website at dogshome.com or call the shelter on 93292755.
We'll be going through our adoption promotions again a bit later in the program, but coming up, we're going to be talking about the last couple of nights at the Lost Dogs Home with our New Year's Eve fireworks wrap here on Pets Lab with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Go on, go on, eat your breakfast.
Feast your ears on this. The Joy Breakfast Buffet. 5 unique shows, 5 days a week. Monday, The Brekkie Bears. Tuesday, Triple Threat. Wednesday, Rise Up. Thursday, The Serial Offenders. Friday, Murphy's Law.
Lovely.
The Joy Breakfast Buffet. Weekdays when you wake up. Sponsored by the Pancake Parlor. Book now for your end of year function. Visit pancakeparlor.com.au for locations.
Hi, this is Nicola Charles from Neighbours, and you're listening to Pets Aloud on Joy 94.9.
Kevin and Kate in the studio with you. This is the New Year's news wrap on Pets Aloud on Joy 94.9. And look, it's been quite a busy start to the new year at the Lost Dogs Home already.
It has indeed. By the early hours of 2015, our North Melbourne and Cranbourne shelters had received a total of 98 dogs and 2 puppies following fireworks display, including illegal fireworks across metropolitan Melbourne.
Okay, you were actually at our North Melbourne shelter yesterday for New Year's Day, and you've been spending quite a lot of time assisting staff, speaking to owners looking for their pets. Can you paint a bit of a picture as to what New Year's Day actually looked like at the shelter?
Probably one word, Mike, like busy would be pretty much encapsulated. It was a really busy day. Just a steady stream of people coming in looking for their lost dogs, or actually a lot more people this year that we've actually been able to call them because their dogs were microchipped and they had up-to-date information. So
Which is good.
That's great. Absolutely. So we were probably the first call they received on New Year's Day.
Good morning. We've got your dog.
Yeah, have you lost blah, blah, blah. So a lot of people coming in and being reunited, which is wonderful. Just a lot of hopeful faces of dogs looking out for their owners.
Watching and waiting, yeah.
So lots of really good stories.
And we were open a little bit later than we advertised as well.
That's right.
Because people kept coming.
Yeah, there was quite a few people coming. So we did stay open to 2 o'clock. And we actually did a few adoptions as well on the side there.
Good.
We were doing lots of reuniting, but there were some new matches being made as well.
Now, look, we've been encouraging pet owners who wake up on New Year's Day and find that their dog has gone missing to not be complacent and to actually visit their local shelter or pound. Why is this actually important rather than calling?
Well, as I said, like, we've been able to call a lot of people because they've been microchipped. But if, you know, you haven't received that call, it always pays to come in and have a look just in case because, you know, the microchip might have migrated down the leg. And so occasionally, it doesn't happen very often, I must say, they can be missed. But if your dog isn't identified, then you'd absolutely, definitely, or your cat must come in and have a look. And especially if you've got a crossbreed, you know, we might call it a lab cross. You might call it a ridgeback cross or a shelter cross. That's an interesting breed. A Kelpie cross, I was going to say. So it's really, you know, you are the only person that really, really know your dog. The other thing is if you come into a shelter, then it gives us the opportunity to give you a lot of helpful information. So yesterday we were giving information on, you know, how to go about finding a lost pet, but also because most of the dogs were coming in because of fireworks, particularly illegal backyard fireworks and probably noise phobic dogs. We were giving out information to pet owners on how to manage those dogs. So hopefully come Australia Day or Chinese New Year, they'll be able to, you know, manage those dogs better.
Yeah, because I know personally as well, in my area, there were more fireworks going off last night, first day of the new year. So there are a lot out there. It does seem like this year there was a lot more.
Absolutely. And anecdotally, just talking to everybody that came in that I helped yesterday, all of them were backyard fireworks. I mean, there was one guy, he was in there for the fourth time to getting his English pointer. And that dog, they'd actually locked that dog up in the garage. They had to go out. I mean, the best thing you can do is obviously stay home. But there are occasions when you simply can't. And he did everything possible. It was with another dog, so it did have company. It was locked in a garage. They both had big marrow bones, and it absolutely tore down the garage door to get out. The other one stayed behind. But
so it just goes to show the sort of some dogs will just do anything they possibly can. Well, there's one uplifting reunion that we've had. What about some others? Seen some nice faces going home.
Absolutely. Like, there were families coming in, so the kids, you know, really anxious as much as their parents. There was one lady who was just crying when she got her dog back. She was a little staffy, and she just felt that she was never going to see that dog again. So absolutely, just tears of
so relieved.
Yeah, and that's it. It's really that relief. I think, I don't know if you've ever lost a dog, it's that
you imagine the worst.
It's a real knot in your stomach. You imagine all the worst. You feel actually quite helpless because you just don't know where to start to look.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
There's that. Someone lady came in, she had two poodles or poodle crosses or Bichon Frise crosses that she'd lost, and she was really pleased to see them. There was a lovely couple that actually brought in a dear old Kelpie cross that they'd been out themselves. I don't think they had pets themselves, but they'd come home and found this dog sheltering in their lounge room, and she came in all timid, and but she had a microchip and she was really quite quickly reunited.
How did that dog end up in my lounge room?
That's right. So lots of lovely stories, fam. Families, people. One man was on his way to work, and he was all, you know, suited up, ready to go, and he just had to come into the shelter first to pick up
his dog. And look, I mean, there's going to be more of that over the next couple of days as well. But we're always on the program. We go on about how important it is to identify your pet and to keep your details up to date as well. It's why we have December as National Pet ID Month. Last year, around 80% of dogs that came to our North Melbourne shelter were identified with a microchip or identification tags. It's probably a little too soon to tell, Kate, but what was your experience with the number of identified dogs?
It seemed like there was a lot more this year. In previous years when I've helped out on News Day, I've done a lot of walking around with people looking for their lost dog. They haven't received the call. They haven't necessarily microchipped their dog, so they really have come in to search for their dog. But yesterday I was actually helping people who had a call. So I think there's probably a higher incidence of animals that are microchipped or dogs coming into us that are microchipped. So people have been contacted and they're just simply coming in to collect them. So I think it's getting better. I think the word's getting out there and people know what to do.
What about National Pet Register? Was it pretty busy there overnight as well?
Yeah, so National Pet Register, which is a microchip register, and it's a call centre where we help people with recoveries, especially animal control officers. That was really steady. So we had extra staff on to cope with the extra calls. We had people on to 3 o'clock in the morning. I think half an hour after midnight when the fireworks really started going off, they were busier as people started picking up lost dogs, and they were Newsday fairly steady as well, busier than we normally are.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Stick around with us here on Pets Allowed. We're going to be continuing to talk about fireworks. We'll be joined by Caroline Butler, Dr. Caroline Butler from our Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic, to give us an insight into the types of injuries that were treated following the fireworks.
But before we do, it's that time of year. Many people put pen to paper to commit to some New Year's resolutions. We've done the hard work for you and pulled together a few pet-related resolutions we'll be running through throughout the program.
Now, in keeping with the discussion we've just had, we're going to urge you to, number one, commit to keeping your details on your pet's identification up to date.
Planning New Year's Eve celebrations well in advance so that either you, a family friend, or a trusted pet sitter can sit with your pet on New Year's Eve.
And you should also download our Fireworks, Storms, and Your Pet fact sheet at dogshome.com. It's a good document to have also in your pet file for your sitter as well. You're in Pets Lab with Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
A diverse sound for a diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
We are talking our New Year's news wrap all throughout the program today. Kevin and Kate in the studio with you. Now look, our Cranbourne and North Melbourne shelters were a hive of activity in the hours preceding the new year as 98 dogs and two puppies fleeing fireworks were brought into our shelters by our ambulance service.
To tell us more about these dogs who were treated by our veterinarian, Dr. Caroline Butler, who was on deck during the day to help care for them, we welcome her to Pets Allowed.
Caroline, thank you for joining us.
Thanks very much.
Now, you were working diligently in the shelter hospital all throughout New Year's Day. What kind of dogs did you see coming in? Were there any special cases at all?
Luckily, we didn't have too many injured animals coming through. We had one small dog that came in that had some wounds to its head after escaping through their fence. So luckily that wasn't too severe, just needed some cleaning up and some antibiotics and pain relief to treat. Luckily nothing more serious, which is very fortunate considering you've got dogs running everywhere.
Absolutely. So yeah, so quite a quiet night for you guys, yeah. Then thankfully in the veterinary clinic.
Because in the past you've seen some pretty bad injuries, haven't we?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, and certainly plenty of, well, yeah, we're certainly busy enough with just the volume that we're coming through.
Yeah. Lots of spooked, scared, anxious dogs.
So we've spoken previously on Pets Aloud about fears and phobias of loud noises. Dogs in particular are most prone to this because of their advanced hearing. Can you sort of remind our listeners what a noise phobia is when it comes to a dog and how can it be treated?
So a noise phobia is, it's not just a normal fear response to something that's happening around them. It's something that's out of proportion to what they're experiencing. So a dog that becomes just totally frantic, when they hear noises like fireworks or storms is another big trigger. It's the big thing when you've got a dog with noise phobias is you've got to make sure that they're safe and secure is number one. So making sure they're preferably inside in, you know, an enclosed space where they can't escape and get out into the road. And then to treat them, there's something that people get a bit surprised by is that you've got to make sure that you're not comforting a dog that's showing a fear response, because by comforting them, you're actually reinforcing that behaviour and you're saying, oh, yes, you should be scared. This is really scary.
Yeah.
So what you've actually got to do is make sure they're safe, but then just ignore that anxious behaviour and then try to reward if they show any calm, relaxed behaviour. So going on as normal, with your daily tasks in the house, and if they show normal, happy behaviour, then rewarding that.
Yeah, that is something that comes up a lot when we do talk about sort of fireworks and storms, and people do think, oh, well, I give them a cuddle, put them next to me on the couch.
Take them in on the bed, and I normally wouldn't do that.
Yeah, that's right.
Just feeding into that anxiety, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah. And look, we've got, there's other ways to help. I've heard quite good feedback from Funda shirts. Jackets that they can wear that make them feel more secure. So that's something we even use in the home sometimes when there's storms and we've got anxious dogs. Just put a jacket on them and that makes them calm down a bit.
Yeah.
And then, if you've got the really extreme cases where they're, hurting themselves even when they are in a secure environment, then you might need to speak to your vet about whether they need sedation medication for, those bad times.
Now, Carolyn, I was in the working the shelter yesterday helping out, and most of the people I helped reunite with their dog talked about illegal backyard fireworks as being the reason why their dogs were there.
Yeah.
They're set to continue probably for the next month with Australia Day coming up as well. Mm. What's your main recommendation for pet owners who are concerned about their dogs that have fears of, or phobias and just, backyard fireworks and
general. And look, that's so hard. I mean, we've had something around our place.
Difficult
and
question.
It can be every night of the week it can go off.
That's
so
right.
It has been pretty much lately around my place.
yeah. And so I think really if you've got a dog that freaks out with that, then they have to be inside every night. So once it gets dark, I think, just make sure they are safe and secure. If you're going to be out for the night, then have someone else look after them, or make sure they're locked in a safe, secure room in the house so they can't get out and hurt themselves. That's what makes it really hard, the unpredictability of that.
That's right. Yeah, agree. So,
Yeah, and unfortunately, it's one of those things you can't really sort of plan for. You kind of just need
just be vigilant, for, that period where they're most prevalent, I guess. Like you said, as bring them in every night. So
that's right.
Hopefully people will learn or get through to people not to set them off.
Oh, no. Yeah, and you call the police and that's often, by the time they get there, people
are
gone.
They've disappeared. Absolutely.
It's hard to catch them.
It is. Oh, Caroline, thank you so much for joining us on the program today. It's been a pleasure to have you on Pets Aloud.
Thank you very much.
It's Carolyn.
Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Now, on the program today, we have been talking New Year's, and of course, part of the New Year's thing is to create your New Year's resolutions. We have been talking about New Year's resolutions for your pets. So, we asked a few members of the staff around the Lost Dogs home to come up with some New Year's resolutions for theirs. So, mine is for Sprocket and Cinder to learn 15 new tricks each this year.
What sort of tricks, Kip?
I
know a lot already.
I was going to say it's kind of hard finding ones that they haven't taught already. I'm going to try and teach Cinder to do sort of some directed fetching. Oh. So go and get a particular object that I ask her to go and get. Mm-hmm. Sprocket I guess I just need to teach him some new ones because he's got his tricks that he does and he does them really well, but it's time to actually, you know, help him learn some new ones and to calm down a bit as well. He's really good at the obedience, but he really likes to throw himself into everything with such gusto that sometimes mm-hmm. he gets a bit distracted and tries to pull out all his tricks at once to get a treat. So might have to pull that back a little bit if we can. What about you, Kate?
I'm going to set the bar a little bit lower than you, Kev. I'm just going to commit to doing some training with my dogs this year. They're great. They're little dogs and they're fantastic and we have our routine. But I was recently away down at the beach and we had a long, big stretch of beach near Erez Inlet and I let them off and they just were so thrilled to be off the lead and running around. And I don't let them off the lead very often because I haven't put in that time to train for recall for them to come back to me.
Yeah.
And it's just partly I've just really nervous about letting them off the lead because I just don't want anything to happen to them. So I'm going to invest in some time to train them, especially that recall, so that I can take them down to the park and I've got lovely parks next to me and so I can let them off. They can have a good run and I can feel confident they'll come back when I call. So that's what I'm going
to
be doing.
Sounds like a good resolution. Now, Oz's resolution was to get Jaff, her cat, to lose some kgs through some exercise.
Good on you, Oz. That's a good thing for Jaff's health.
Jaff's
right?
health as well. And Cindy's sister, Stella, has made a few new resolutions
yes,
as well.
And setting the bar high like you, Kev. Stella also does dog dancing with her owner, Tracy. So she's going to learn some more tricks. She didn't give us a number, but certainly probably up around the 15 mark, I would say as well. They're going to enter more dog dancing competitions so they can gain their next title.
Yes.
And Tracy's fantastic. She visits the Royal Children's Hospital with Stella as a therapy dog. So she wants to do that more often to make some children smile.
Coming up, we're going to be taking you through what our current cat adoption promotions are at the home. This is Pets Lab with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
G'day, this is Mike Larkin, Weather Guy, Channel 10. Best thing about being the weather presenter, you can be wrong and still get paid. But more importantly, we love listening to Pets Aloud every Fridays from noon.
All throughout the program today, we have been talking about New Year's and our New Year's resolutions and all that kind of stuff. But we also have quite a bit going on when it comes to cats right now. So we're currently packed to the rafters with delightful cats at our shelters with over 100 cats ready for adoption and looking for forever homes. Kate, why? What is going on?
Yeah, it's always busy this time of year, Kev, as you know. Cats breed in the summer in the warm weather. So we have an abundance of kittens coming in. But also, you know, animals are generally more active when it's warmer and cats are active because they're looking for a mate. So more adults come in as well. So those combination of things means that we just get more cats in. And I think because we've got the kittens, our adult cats are often overlooked in favour of the kittens. People really want a cute kitten. They think they're going to grow up with them. It'll settle into their routine and their family and environment. But, you know, adult cats can do that just as well.
And so we have a couple of cat adoption promotions going on at our North Melbourne and Campasby shelter in Echuca. Can you tell us what those are at the moment?
Okay, so the two promotions are, first of all, is our fee waived promotion. So cats for free, really. For any cat that's aged over 3 years, we're waiving the adoption fee completely. You just have to complete our pet licence to make sure that you qualify and can demonstrate that you understand the responsibility of taking on a cat. If you are renting, you'll need to prove that you've got landlord approval as well to have a cat. So that promotion is going through till Sunday, so plenty of time still to come in and get a free cat over 3 years of age. For cats under three but that are not kittens, so over 6 months, so between 6 months and 3 years, we're still continuing with our summer chill out with a cat promotion, which is a half price offer for cats, $47.50 for those adult cats, and kittens remain at $170.
So we've had lots of happy tales coming through from the Lost Dogs Home with all these cats getting adopted. Can you tell us an example?
Well, one that's a bit close to our heart because it was Maureen, who's a lovely volunteer. She comes in once a week in our fundraising office and helps out with administration work. She had her eye on one of the cats over the road and in the shelter. Buttercup. Yes, Buttercup. And she adopted Buttercup just before Christmas, which is fantastic. So we took a photo of Maureen. You'll see her story on our website and also on our Facebook page. And she's looking forward to having Buttercup as a very special companion. And it was really, you know, the fact that there was the fee waived offer on that helped her choose to take Buttercup on.
Excellent. So we did extend these promotions. They were supposed to be finishing up at the end of the year, but they're currently going on till Sunday. So make sure you check out dogshome.com to find out out more and to see all our cats currently up for adoption as well. Now, we are taking us through some New Year's resolutions for our pets. So one is to ensure that you're feeding your pet the best quality food available. So generally, this means not available at a supermarket because the supermarket food is often produced mass quantities and not that great. But you can head on down to your pet supply store and find out what is right for your pet.
You can also get, most veterinary clinics will stock good quality, high quality food as well. But if you have to, I guess sometimes if you have to go to a supermarket, there is a choice there of high quality supermarket food or
high-ish quality.
Medium not, quality, maybe.
Look, supermarket food is not always the greatest. Yeah, so if you can there are definitely a lot better brands out there.
Actually, I've just changed my mind onto Science Diet and they're doing really, really well. There's lots of good weather coming ahead. So maximize on the good weather or make the most of the good weather and head out with your dog to a park or beach or go out for an early morning stroll. I was out this morning with my dogs. It's just, you know, lovely getting out in the morning, fresh air.
One of your New Year's resolutions might be to, you know, sort of help out animals or to get out and do more in your community. So why not consider becoming a volunteer or foster carer for somewhere like the Lost Dogs Home? We have plenty of opportunities available and you can find out more information on our website, dogshome.com.
And pat your cats regularly is another resolution. It sounds like we're stating the obvious there, but quite often people see their cats as being, you know, a bit independent and perhaps not needing as much
Love and attention and affection
as some dogs. But that's not true. Cats absolutely thrive on lots of affection. And most of the time, actually, they'll come and seek it out if they really want it.
They absolutely will. They'll come and tell you.
Yeah, if they rub against your legs. And my cat loves to sit on my lap when I'm watching telly and loves a good smooch. And if he's not dribbling, I'm happy to give him as much affection as possible.
Now, don't forget in the next couple of days when it is going to be so hot, cats can actually feel the heat as well. They're not like dogs. Most of them won't like to go and play in water, but we all know that sometimes there are cats that do. So one tip for cats is to get a towel or a blanket and just wet it down lightly and either rub it over the cat's fur or leave it somewhere for them to lie on as well. They'll generally try and find the coolest spot
in
the house.
They're pretty good at doing that, yeah.
Yeah, so make sure you've got your fan on and your air conditioner available if you do as well. Even access to sort of the tiles, if you have tiles on the floor, that kind of thing.
Absolutely,
they'll lie out on them. Mm-hmm. And also don't forget your little animals as well. So your rabbits and your guinea pigs, they will also feel the heat very easily.
They're actually quite susceptible, aren't they?
They are. I remember when I was a kid, unfortunately, we had guinea pigs pass away from the heat because they were out in the sun. So make sure, because I didn't know this back then when I was like 7.
Yeah. I'll forgive you, sir.
So make sure you bring them into the house. You can also, what you can do with guinea pigs or rabbits is fill a plastic bottle with water, freeze it, and then wrap it in a towel or a tea towel or something like that and put it in their cage with them for something for them to lie against as well.
Good idea.
So don't forget to check that out.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
You're on Pets Allowed. We have been talking all throughout the program in the last couple of weeks and at the Lost Dogs Home, which has been quite busy, especially the last couple of days with lost and found pets. Now, Kate, what is some advice for people who might have lost a pet or found a pet?
Well, if you've lost a pet, the best thing you can do is contact your local council, because if someone's found it, that's the first thing they probably will do is hand it in to the local council or the shelter. And also make sure that your identification is up to date. So if you've got a microchip and you just check your contact information, especially your mobile number, is up to date. If you've found an animal, then a dog or a cat, the thing to do is actually, if it's safe, to secure it, if you can possibly do that. So if you've got a lead or you can get it into your car or you can get it into your yard at home, that's really good. Check for a tag. If it has got a tag, a lot of dogs in particular have an engraved tag with a phone number of their owner on it. So call the owner and make contact. If for some reason you can't make contact or they don't have a tag, then again, call your council, your local council in which you found the dog, and they will most likely be able to come and collect it. Sometimes you might be able to deliver it as well. And that's where the owner will come and look first. So, as we said before, we're giving that advice to all people to go and contact their pound as well. So that's what they do.
So don't just hang on to the dog thinking, oh, you know, someone will contact me or that kind of thing as well. Yeah. You need to be a bit more proactive with trying to help that dog find an owner, because, look, most likely, if you have found a dog, there will be someone looking out for it.
That's right.
When you do bring it when it comes to a pound or shelter as well, you do have the option to say, look, if that person doesn't want that dog, I will adopt it. You can say that, you know,
you put finder interested
on that as well. So please, please, please make sure that dog actually does come somewhere where it is going to have the best chance of finding its way home. Think about it this way. If your pet gets lost, you're going to want to find your pet again. Yeah. You're not going to want someone to keep it just because they think it's cute.
That's right. And if it's in, you just can't tell if it's if it hasn't got a collar on, it may be microchipped. You need to get it into a pound to get it scanned for a microchip, and you just certainly won't know if it's got a microchip unless you get it into a pound. And you know, those dogs could have travelled for quite some distance, especially this time of year with fireworks. If a spook dog can actually travel a long way, so if you're putting a poster up locally asking for the finder to come forward and notifying people that you found a pet, they're most likely not looking in the area in which you found that dog.
You never really know, do you?
Not. So the safest thing you can do is to go take it to a pound or shelter.
Absolutely. So look, we do have more information on what to do if you've lost or found a pet online at dogshome.com. So making sure that you're looking after your pets in this weather.
Yeah.
Make sure there's plenty of water out for them. Have 2 or 3 water bowls if possible out in the shade as well, because it can heat up very quickly, especially if you've got metal water bowls, which a lot of people will have. When you're leaving in the morning, if you are leaving, put some ice in the water, because then it stays cooler for longer. Mm-hmm. You can make them a popsicle, which has all their favorite treats in it. Just put them into a plastic container. There's plenty of things you can do. Bring them inside.
If you can bring them inside, that's probably the best, especially if you're home and you've got air conditioning on. If you're enjoying the comforts of air conditioning, then allow them
to make sure they do as well. Look, and of course, the most important is to never, ever, ever leave your pet in the car, especially on hot days. Because, you know, you might be thinking, oh, I'll just be gone for 5 minutes, and then you end up in there for 20, and then, unfortunately, heat stress is a very bad thing.
It's a very serious condition, which they can die from.
They can, and it's only going to get hotter. So please make sure that your pets are looked after. Check out more information on the signs to look out for heat stress on our website as well, dogshome.com. Now, Kate, can you just remind us quickly of our pet of the week this week?
Our pet of the week is Yoda. He is a 4-year-old male cat. He's black and white with short hair. He's at our North Melbourne shelter. He's one of our fee wave cat candidates. If you want more information on Yoda, you can call the shelter on 9329 2755. His ID number is 983461.
Thank you to Kate for joining me on the show. Thanks
to you, Kev, too.
Thank you very much. Thanks to Oz for producing. Thanks to Sarah, our podcaster, as well. You've been listening to Pets Aloud. Don't forget to walk your dogs.
And pat your cats.
But only during the non-heat times of the day, so preferably before 10 a.m.
Pets Aloud, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.